This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Yeah, good morning. This is Kyle White.
Good morning.
Morning, Kyle.
Morning, Kyle. This is Sam and Pierre, and I think we got everybody we're going to have in Pierre at the meeting at this point. Mike's going to participate by phone today as he has some other things going on this morning.
Great, Sam. Well, this is Kyle White, Chairman of the Transportation Commission, and I will call the April 12th, 2018, 9 a.m. meeting to order. Is Patricia there to call the roll?
Yes, sir.
Would you do that, please?
Yes. Fauxberg?
Here.
Marquardt? Nelson? Roby? Rosenboom?
Here.
Vanneman?
Here.
Valley?
Here.
Zander?
Here.
White?
Here. We have a quorum?
Yes.
Does anyone have conflicts of interest they'd like the commission to consider today? All right. Sam, are you taking it for Mike?
Yeah, I think so. Yes, sir.
All right, please.
Thank you. We have just one item on the agenda for this morning. It's consideration of bid awards since the last time we met. We've had two bid openings, and you should have those attachments for each bid opening with the results. I'd like to...
Has joined the conference.
I'd like to discuss... So the first thing I'd like to touch on would be the March 29th bid opening. Sharp Enterprises was the ask check low bidder of six bids received with a bid of $264,549, which was $59,809 or 29.2% above the engineer's estimate of $205,040. The project consists of constructing the sidewalk construction in the city of Presho. At this time, we're in communication with the city of Presho due to the fact that the cost was over the original agreement amount. And so we do not have a recommendation for you today. We will bring a recommendation forward at the end of the month during the next commission meeting. So no action is required at this time.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Yep.
It sounded like Don joined. Who else joined?
This is Mark Clausen with Federal Highway.
All right. Good morning, Mark.
Morning.
Any questions for Sam before we move to the next agenda or the next bid awards?
Becky
has joined the conference.
Okay. Sam, please proceed.
All right, I'll move on to the April 4th bid opening. April 4th bid opening consisted of 11 contracts involving 12 projects. 46 bids were received. The low bids totaled $31,428,770, which is $1,565,289, or 4.7% below the engineer's estimate, $32,994,059. We have completed our review of the projects in that bid opening, and we'll offer the following recommendations. The first recommendation involves all projects with the exception of projects number 2 and number 6. So projects 1, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, and 11 were within 10% of our engineer's estimate. Projects 9 and 10 were more than 10% below our estimate. We are recommending approval of the award of these contracts.
Thank you, Sam. Would someone like to make a motion to approve that grouping of contracts?
Kobe moves.
Thank you, Don.
Rosenblum second.
Been moved and seconded. Are there questions for Sam?
This is Kathy Zander. Can you give us a little overview of Project Woman at $17 million?
Yes, the first project, correct?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's on US 18 down by Yankton. We had bid a project that actually runs up to this project, the last bid opening, if you recall, and had favorable bid results on that too. This project here is roughly 20 miles and it is a full reconstruction. We have multiple structures on this project, most of which are box culverts. We do have one bridge and significant grading work, and then we'll be putting on just what we consider to be an interim surface until we actually come through next year with later next summer with the full asphalt surfacing of the roadway. But this is a full grading reconstruction project of US 18.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Other questions for Sam?
This is Mike Valley. On that same one, are we widening shoulders or do anything there?
There is some widening that is associated with this job, but this is full width grading this project. The last project we bid on US 18, which was just a couple weeks ago, was for the most part, primarily a shoulder widening project. This one is actually full width grading. So yes, the section is somewhat wider than it was before, but the entire roadway is being reconstructed.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anyone else? All right. Patricia, would you please call the roll? All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Hoberg?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenblum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Motion is passed. Sam, please proceed.
Okay. Moving on to project number two. Morris Incorporated was the Aztec low bidder of two bids received with a bid of $175,571, which is $26,267 or 17.6% above the engineer's estimate of $149,303. The project consists of railroad crossing approach work on South Dakota 45 in Miller, consists of primarily asphalt surfacing, some curb and gutter work, sidewalk, and relocating some lighting. It's all associated with rehabilitating that railroad crossing there in Miller. After review of the project, we do feel the bids were moderately high for the work being completed. However, there's really nothing else that we could do to change the project to improve bid results. And considering that the bids were only moderately over estimate, we are recommending approval of the award of this contract.
Okay. So you would like us to deal with just number two at this point?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve item number two from the April 4th bid letting?
Vanneman moves.
Over the second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded. Are there questions for Sam? All right. Patricia, please call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Hoberg?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenblum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Larry Nelson.
Been approved.
Has joined the conference.
Sam, if you'd like to take up item six.
Yes. Item number, we'll go on to item number six. Simon Contractors of South Dakota was the low bidder. The five bids received with a bid of $322,099, which is $34,885, or 12.1% above the engineer's estimate of $287,214. Project consists of chip seal on a county road east of Oneida. After review of the project in bid received, the low bid is considered to be justifiable for the work being completed, especially in consideration of the competitive bids acknowledged. As a result, we are recommending approval of the award of project number six.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Is there a motion to approve item number six?
Roby moves.
Is there a
second? Sanders second.
All right. Been moved and seconded. Are there questions for Sam?
This is Valley. You said this is a county road. Is this one of our specialty deals, or why is this a county oil and we're involved in it?
This is I don't know if I can answer that question really.
The county road in Solid County. It would be by the chip seal county road. I don't know if I can really.
I'm not exactly sure either.
Mike, I guess I don't know the background on how this the program with surface treatments on county roads exactly works, but I can tell you that we do. This is common. We do have a certain amount of funds allocated to each county each year. It's part of our federal program, and this is a project that they've chosen to put in the STIP. So it is part of a normal program, but I can't tell you exactly the inner workings of how it works with the surface treatments of the county routes.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong, but there are numbers in this federal aid job.
It is a federal aid job.
So after the passage of Senate Bill 1, there was an opportunity given to the counties and cities that received federal aid. Prior to that, all the funds that were provided to those local entities were federal aid, and we were letting those contracts. After the passage of Senate Bill 1, for those of you that recall, we offered a buyout of the remaining balance that they had in their STP balance. Some of them decided to hold on and continue the project they had planned, and likely this is one of those. Commissioner Valley?
Okay, because I distinctly remember that we were going to get rid of those accounting book system of keeping track of all these projects and monies that we were putting into a pot, and then, you know, each county building that money up until they got their project, if I remember correct.
So yeah, that's correct.
This is one of those that we're just still hanging on. There isn't very many of them left, if I remember correctly. So this is one of those. Is that correct?
I don't have it right in front of me. That's my assumption right now. And we can follow up with you at the commission meeting towards the end of the month. But there are just a few county, city projects that are left as federal aid. And since this one has a federal parent on there, that's my assumption right now of why we're letting it. Some of those projects were near the completion by the time that we passed Senate Bill 1, so the thought was to continue on and finish that project as is. So my assumption for this particular project is it fell into that category. And we can provide a number, too, of how many of those counties or cities are still remaining with federal aid in our next meeting as well.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, are there other questions? All right, Patricia, please call the roll. All those in favor of approving item six, please say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Foberg?
Aye.
Roby?
Aye.
Rosenbaum?
Aye.
Vanneman?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Zander?
Aye.
White?
Aye. Is there other business that needs to come before the commission today?
Nothing from Pier.
Okay. Well, with that, the next Transportation Commission meeting is Thursday, April 26, 2018, at 9 a.m. Central in the DOT Commission Room. With that, I call this meeting adjourned. Have a great day.
Thank you.